Lance Kading joins us, ACGC boys basketball coach, as they match up with Madrid. Tigers have got some pretty good star power in their lineup, coach. What are some of the things that are going to be tough to contend with when you face Madrid?
They just have a number of options on offense. Got really good guard play, but they've got some size in the middle, so you have to get creative with some defensive coverages, and then when you do that, it always makes you worry about your rebounding, which they're a really good rebounding team anyway. So matter of kind of pick your poison and figure out where you want to try to make them try to beat you and still be able to rebound with them.
At the same time, it's not going to be easy for them to be able to slow down your team. What are some of the things you've been able to do effectively on offense this season?
Had a tough one against DMC the other night. But, we shot probably as good as we have all year. We just had too many turnovers and gave up too many offensive rebounds. But, if we can shoot well like that, we can stay in games. I don't know. I mean, we have to rebound better. We know we're undersized, but, we just got to make the effort to box out on every play. Send five guys in the defensive glass. Have three or four guys crash hard on offense and still get one or two back to stop transition.
Coach, let's hear about your lineup. You've got some experienced guys. You've got some guys who have stepped into bigger roles this season. Take us around the court and tell us about who's seeing the floor and what they're bringing to the table for you.
Yeah, Ben Marsh and Brock Littler, they're kind of the known commodities, seniors, both, 16, 17 point a game scorers, do a lot for us offensively. And Brock's usually picking up the best backcourt option for the other team. He's kind of a little bulldog on defense and a lot of times picking guys up full court. Then you got Lance Bundy now, Anthony Sorzano, a couple of juniors. Anthony, he's really good getting out and running the floor, getting easy transition buckets, plays well off the ball, really good cutter, and as well as spot-up shooter. So he's a tough guard for people, too, and he's doing what he's good at. And, Lance Bundy, he's a decent outside shooter, and he's really his biggest strength is his athleticism, getting downhill in the paint and challenging at the rim. So keep those guys doing that, and they play really well off Ben and Brock. We've got Noah Kading, freshman. Struggled a bit to shoot at the beginning of the year, but he's come on here and really raised that outside shooting percentage. Handles the ball well, can kind of help Brock with some of the ball handling duties if we get a lot of pressure, and got decent size to get in the paint as well. And then off the bench, Peyton Politsky's another sophomore. He brings a lot of energy for us. It's really fun to have a guy like that coming off the bench that he's going to go in and he's going to impact the game immediately with his energy. So, he's the kind of kid that practices rebounding. So that's something that, especially with us being undersized, the coach loves to see a kid put that much effort into rebounding. Rounding out our rotation, we have Nate Chance, another junior. Another guy like Peyton, brings pretty good energy, defends, rebounds, knows his role on offense, fits in with the offense and is available to step in there and knock down shots when they get to in position. And then Jason South, another sophomore. Really good shooter. Long arms, gets a lot of deflections on defense. So, a good mix of sophomores and juniors to go along with a couple seniors.
Coach, you've won three of the past four meetings with Madrid, but some of them have been pretty tight, pretty good games. What's this rivalry been like in recent years?
Yeah, last couple of years, it's been real, real competitive. Every year, they're always a good rebounding team. Seems like they always have at least one or two guys that look like they came straight off the football field and just go in there and clean up every rebound if you're not boxing out in position. So, they've got really good guard play now. their sophomore class is pretty strong. You know, they got Caden Severson as a senior, good, great shooter. You know, the Severson brothers combo in the backcourt, they're tough. But, you know, and they have pretty much the same team they had last year. So, I mean, we feel good. We matched up with them. You know, the first game last year was pretty tight. And the second game last year was senior night, and that one was a little more favorable in our way. But, you know, you never know night to night when teams are matched up as well as we are. You know, I mean, it could be a nail-biter, or one team has an off night, one team's rolling. It could be a little wider margin of victory. But, I mean, you know what you're going to get into when you play them. I mean, they shoot the ball well from the outside. They got a 6'7", 6'8" kid on the inside that's protecting the paint. You know, they're going to rebound like crazy. They're going to get out in transition, and they're going to guard. So it's tough. You know, you're going to get each other's best shot. But, you know, on paper, we match up pretty well and just have to go out and execute.
Torin Severson, you talked about him at 22.9 points per game, a sophomore, and his percentage is pretty much good anywhere. He shoots it on the floor, obviously a gifted player. Who are some of the people that are going to be really having to step up their game defensively to try and contain him?
Everybody. I mean, it's going to have to be a team effort. We don't, you know, size-wise, I don't know how, I mean, he's 6'4 and handles the ball well, so. I imagine we'll try Brock on him, just because Brock puts forth so much effort on defense. But you know, we're going to have to try to keep him out of foul trouble. Maybe try Noah on him. He's long. So if we can keep him in front and contest shots, try to keep him out of the paint. He's a really good shooter, but he's also, I mean, he's got great ball handling skills and is good at getting where he wants to go. And finding his spot to get his shots off or get the ball to the teammate in a position to score. So, you know, probably one of those two or Bundy on him if we match up and then have a lot of help defense behind. But most of them might try to throw some different zone looks at him, which is also tough because they've got a number of guys that, you know, their overall team 3-point percentage is about like ours, but they're better shooters than what their percentage shows. You know, if they get good looks, they got a number of guys that will knock them down. So it's just going to have to be a mix of, you know, man-to-man and zones, and some different pressure looks, and just kind of switching things up to keep them off balance.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Just one more thing here before we let you go, and the significance of this game within the conference. You guys, both these teams, along with Des Moines Christian and Van Meter, right up in that top tier of the West Central Activities Conference. How important is this to get this one to try and keep pace with everybody else?
Yeah, it's important for us now, especially losing to DMC. You know, we two tough ones, DMC and Van Meter. I mean, the final scores aren't really indicative of where I think we're at compared to everybody else. We just had a couple nights we weren't completely on our game, and against two good teams like that, you know, they're not going to beat themselves, and they're going to take advantage of mistakes. And Madrid's the same boat. So just an opportunity for us to get in another one of those competitive environments and see if we can put a complete game together. And you know, I don't know realistically what that means for us in the conference now, having two losses already. But more than anything, I want to get through this week with DMC, Madrid, Xyra, and just kind of have a feel for where we're at going into the rest of the season and the postseason. It's going to be some good competition for us, and should really give us some answers on what we need to work on going towards the end of the season and the postseason.
Thank you, Coach. Good to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you, Bennett.
We'll take a look at the starting lineups coming up on 96.5 KSOM.